This daily Christian newscast is brought to you in partnership with SermonAudio.com.
It's Friday, December 6th, AD 2019. This is the Worldview in 5 minutes, written by Jonathan Clark and heard at theworldview.com. I'm Adam McManus. Chinese officials suddenly sentenced Elder Ken Defu of Early Rain Covenant Church to 4 years in prison last week on charges of quote-unquote illegal business operations for 20,000 Christian books the church used. This sentence also contradicts a promise from authorities that if Ken accepted a state-appointed attorney, he would be released. The church's pastor, Wang Yi, faces similar charges, and Ken's original lawyer estimates he may be sentenced to 10 years in prison. This week, thousands of Hindus in Nepal and from India observed the Gaudami Festival, considered to be the world's largest animal sacrifice event. 200 worshippers beheaded an estimated 3,500 buffalo, believing the ritual slaughter will win them favor with Gaudami, the Hindu goddess of power. But Isaiah 42 verses 17 and 18 says, "They shall be turned back, they shall be greatly ashamed who trust in carved images, who say to the molded images, 'You are our gods.' Hear, you deaf, and look, you blind, that you may see." The Hungarian Embassy, in partnership with the Embassy of Brazil and the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, hosted the second International Conference on Family Policy in Washington, D.C. on Wednesday. The conference seeks to promote growing families and childbirth in the face of birth rates falling below replacement levels. Hungary's solution is to encourage husbands and wives to have children. Europe, however, has turned to mass migration. Since 2010, Hungary has experienced increased marriage and fertility rates and decreased abortion and divorce rates. Hungary also has enshrined marriage as between one man and one woman and the protection of unborn babies in their constitution. Pastor Keith Waters of Cambridgeshire, England, has suffered harassment and even a death threat for tweeting that Christians should not participate in anti-biblical homosexual pride events. He says such events are especially harmful for children. The incident also forced him to resign from his caretaker role at a local primary school. The Christian Legal Center is now helping Waters sue the school for discrimination. Almost 400,000 signatures are needed for a new dismemberment abortion ban petition in Michigan, and the deadline is December 23rd. The Worldview spoke to Genevieve Marnin, Legislative Director for Right to Life Michigan, about the petition.
Michigan has the best pro-life laws on the books. We have an unbroken prohibition against all abortion except to save the life of the mother that's been in place since 1846. However, due to Roe versus Wade, our prohibition on abortion cannot be enforced until Roe is overturned. In the meantime, we have worked tirelessly over the 46 years to pass abortion restrictions, and we have some of the best laws in the country with regard to parental consent, informed consent, clinic licensing, et cetera, et cetera.
Marnin said that although they have a pro-abortion governor, they do have an anti-abortion majority in both the House and Senate.
So we have slim majorities in both chambers of the legislative branch, which allows us as an organization to do what's known as a citizens-initiated petition. And Michigan's constitution is unique in that it allows people, citizens, to gather a certain number of signatures, which is based on the number of votes cast for governor at the most recent election. So in our case, we have to gather 340,047 valid signatures. Once that happens, we turn those signatures into the legislature, and with a simple majority vote in each chamber, it becomes law and is not subject to the governor's veto.
Marnin asked that people pray fervently for enough signatures in Michigan. James 5, verse 16 says, "The effective fervent prayer of a righteous man avails much." On Wednesday, the Democratic U.S. House heard from four constitutional law experts, three invited by the Democrats and one invited by the Republicans. 3-1 along party lines, the law professors said Trump committed impeachable offenses. Following the testimony, House Speaker Nancy Pelosi said Democrats are ready to impeach Trump, with articles of impeachment being drawn up to vote on before Christmas.
Sadly, but with confidence and humility, with allegiance to our founders and a heart full of love for America, today I am asking our chairman to proceed with articles of impeachment.
If the Democrat-controlled House does impeach President Trump, the Republican-controlled U.S. Senate will have a trial to determine whether to remove him from office. That seems very unlikely. Daniel 2, verse 21 says, "The Lord changes the times and the seasons. He removes kings and raises up kings." And finally, a 114-year-old woman named Alelia Murphy died last month, credited as the oldest living American. Born in North Carolina, Murphy moved to New York during the Harlem Renaissance, becoming a local icon as she participated with community organizations and her church for years. Even though Murphy's husband died back in 1953, she supported her two children as a seamstress. Her family says she credits her longevity to God. And that's The Worldview in 5 minutes. On this Friday, December 6th in the year of our Lord, 2019. Subscribe by iTunes or email to our unique Christian newscast at theworldview.com. Or get the Generations app through Google Play or the App Store. I'm Adam McManus. Seize the day for Jesus Christ.